From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is preaching a series of studies in the life of Abraham. Today, he brings the opening portion of a two-part message entitled, You Take the High Road, and I'll Take the Low Road. The text is found in Genesis chapter 13, verses 5 through 18, the account of Abraham and his nephew Lot separating because of the abundance of their flocks, which caused strife among their herdsmen. In this first message, Dr. Cairns focuses on Lot and the downward path that took him from Bethel, the house of God, to Sodom, the place of unspeakable wickedness. Lot's choices reveal him as a weak, compromising man who ultimately sacrificed his family for the sake of things, a theme which is all too common in our day. Before the message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, He Acts on Honest Confession. The text is found in Job chapter 33, verses 27 and 28. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. This is a word of truth, gathered from the experience of a man of God, and it is tantamount to a promise. What the Lord has done and is doing, he will continue to do while the world stands. The Lord will receive into his bosom all who come to him with a sincere confession of their sin. In fact, he is always on the lookout to discover any that are in trouble because of their faults. Can we not endorse the language here used? Have we not sinned? Sinned personally, so as to say, I have sinned. Sinned willfully, having perverted that which is right. Sinned so as to discover that there is no profit in it, but an eternal loss. Let us then go to God with this honest acknowledgment. He asks no more. We can do no less. Let us plead his promise in the name of Jesus. He will deliver us from the pit of hell which yawns for us. He will grant us life and light. Why should we despair? Why should we even doubt? The Lord does not mock humble souls. He means what he says. The guilty can be forgiven. Those who deserve execution can receive free pardon. Lord, we confess, and we pray thee to forgive.
Pressing onward to the prize, lest you fall.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We are pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org, or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues. Well, the LTBS website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. Some of the subjects to be dealt with this month include, Did God Create Evil? Does the Bible prohibit the title, Reverend? What is the unpardonable sin? And does Hebrews teach that Christians can lose their salvation? These video clips are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Genesis chapter 13, we'll commence to read at verse 5. And Lot also, which went with Abraham, or Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou wilt depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest to Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. The Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Amen. The Lord will add His own blessing to the reading of His precious word for His name's sake. There are two statements which I think sum up the entire life of Lot. Verse 5 of our Bible reading says, Lot went with Abram. And then in verse 11, Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. The Word of God highlights Lot's association with Abram. He went with him from Ur of the Chaldees to Haran, then from Haran into Canaan, and all the way through Canaan down into Egypt. And after they had been in Egypt, he came back with Abram all the way to Bethel. Now, we're not told exactly why Lot chose to accompany Abram. We know that his own father was dead. We know also that Abram had no son, no children at all indeed. And it is possible that the fact that Lot was fatherless and Abraham was childless and drew them both together. It is also not beyond the realm of possibility that Lot had an eye to becoming Abram's heir. Whatever the reason, we are told that he went with him. And his association with Abram certainly did him good. First and foremost, through it, he came to know the Lord. I think I can say that because Peter tells us that Lot was a just man. That is, he was a justified man. He was a saved man. Now, I read how God, in a wonderful way, directly revealed himself to Abram. There is no such record regarding Lot. It would appear, therefore, that Lot's coming into faith was in a much more, if I could use the word, ordinary fashion. It was through the instrumentality of someone else. And I think that when you put two and two together and get four, the answer's usually right. And I think you put two and two together here, you find that Abram came to know the Lord. He obviously had a great influence on Lot. Then we learn that Lot came to know the Lord. And I don't think you're reading between the lines too much to say that it was through his association with Abram that this man came into a knowledge of the Lord and into saving faith. And certainly afterwards, Lot was greatly blessed through his association with Abram. He escaped the idolatrous society of Ur of the Chaldees. He entered into the land of promise and of plenty, and he enjoyed a great personal prosperity. But through all this, you will notice that Lot was always a follower. He was a person who was always entirely dependent upon another person for moral and for spiritual leadership. I think that there is evidence that he developed, for at least he did leave Ur of the Chaldees. He did come into Canaan. He developed, but he only developed as he remained in close association and fellowship with Abram. He drew strength from Abram's strength of fellowship with the Lord. Essentially, in himself, Lot was a very weak man. One great preacher of the last century suggested, indeed, that he was the Old Testament's Mr. Pliable. And I think that Lot could well have been the prototype for Bunyan's Mr. Pliable. The trouble was that though he was so weak, it appears to me that Lot didn't recognize it. He didn't know how weak he was. And so, as he began to prosper, prosperity for a weak man is always dangerous. As he began to prosper, he began to feel that he didn't really need Abram after all. He didn't need to be dependent on this man as he had been. He could really go independent. We've read tonight how their business interests clashed. We read there was a strife over water, probably, and over pasturage. And that led to Lot's alienation from Abram. The man was very foolish here. Instead of realizing the true source of his blessing, Lot took up his herdsman's fight. He took it up. I think if I understand this man's character at all, this gave him the chance to assert himself. It gave him the chance to stake his claim to being Abram's equal. And so as they stood together there on the rocky heights of Bethel to survey the whole land, and as Abram gave him his choice of all the land, Lot jumped at the opportunity. Standing there on Bethel, to this day it is a rocky hill. Standing there in Bethel, Lot surveyed the countryside around about him. The question was, where will I go? To him there was only one place to go, one direction to take. He could hardly believe that Abram was so foolish as to have allowed him the first choice. Because there really was only one choice to make. And that was the fertile plain of Jordan. I don't know what it was like in those days. It must have been lovely beyond description when the Bible says it was as the garden of the Lord. I certainly know that when I have gone to Israel and I have looked at the bleakness and the desert landscape all around, and then I look at what is left of the plain of Jordan. It is a beautiful sight of greenery, fruitfulness, amidst the encompassing death. What it was like in those days, we may only imagine. And Lot chose that fruitful plain of Jordan. Now, of course, he knew well that it was a moral and spiritual desert. He knew that. More than that, it was a den of iniquity and of vice under the judgment of a holy God. He knew that. But business was good there. And so he made his choice and he pitched his tent towards Sodom without further delay. As he went, I think Abram must have had mixed emotions. On the one hand, there's a natural sorrow at the loss of family fellowship. After all, Abram himself was a stranger in a strange land. You have to be a stranger in a strange land to understand what that would mean to Abram. You're all in your homeland. After almost 20 years here, I'm still a stranger. There's many a time when, even surrounded by the best of friends, there's many a time, even sitting in my own home, with all that I know and love around me, that there is that feeling of rootlessness and isolation. And Abram certainly must have felt that. And then to lose his own brother's son. I think there was certainly deep sorrow. But on the other hand, there must have been a sense of relief. This separation is not something forced on Abram. It was something that he called for. I notice it says there was a strife. Not just there was ongoing strife. That may have been the case, but I think the idea here is there was a strife. And as soon as that strife broke out, Abram recognized, this is not something I can allow to proceed. And so he called for separation. And when that separation took place, there was relief that he was separated from a carnal, contentious, compromising man, however dear the fleshly bond between them was.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.